This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Here's a question for you. How will you be remembered? Simple question. It defies a simple answer, actually. After you're dead and gone, after you've lived your 60, 80 or 90 years, when your time on earth's come to an end, when you're here no more, how will you be remembered? What will people say? What will you leave behind as that legacy? If they talk about you at all, what will they say? So let me just sharpen that question a bit. What will the people who knew you best say about you when you're gone? Now, we all know that casual acquaintances can say what they want. It doesn't really matter because they never really knew us. But you can't fool your children or your spouse or your parents or your closest friends because they know the truth. They've lived with you for so long and they've seen you in different circumstances. But what will they say about you as they walk back to their cars and when your casket is being lowered into the ground at the cemetery? How will you be remembered? Now, I like this funny saying that goes like this. When you were born, everyone else was smiling and you were crying. Live so that when you die, everyone else is crying and you are smiling. That makes a lot of sense. So how will you be remembered? Now, for the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, this was no idle question because when he wrote the epistle to Timothy, he was in prison, in chains in Rome, and he was under sentence of death, actually. He realized his days were numbered and that the numbers were running out, and he didn't have 5 years left. He probably didn't have 5 months, probably, to get his act together. So death wasn't far away. So Paul may be chained, but you can't chain the gospel. This is what Paul said, in fact. It doesn't matter what happens to me, whether I live or die, is no big deal. The only thing that I want to see is the lost saved. If I'm going to jail, if that will help others find salvation, then I would rather be in jail than be free. So Paul knew that he'd never get out of prison alive, and that's why he said, I have finished my course, for the race of life was almost over. So there's only one thing left for him to do, and that was to send a message to his young protege, Timothy, to give him a final word of encouragement. And then he could face death with grace and courage. And so what you could do, actually, is read the second chapter of 2 Timothy. So we ask the question, how is Paul remembered today? Well, tradition tells us that Paul was put to death by Nero, who was the exalted emperor of the Roman Empire. And here was Nero, the most powerful man in the world. And who was Paul? Well, he was some Jewish preacher who claimed to be transformed by Jesus Christ. Many saw him as a nuisance and a troublemaker. But so Paul, who was once known as Saul, was nothing in comparison to this mighty man Nero. So the emperor would soon order him put to death, and that would be the end of the story. Well, it wasn't really, because 2,000 years have passed. What does the world say about Nero and Paul? I think if you think about it, the world says a lot, particularly about Paul. So Paul wrote to Timothy with some advice. He said, Timothy, my child, Jesus Christ is kind, and you must let him make you strong. You've often heard me teach. Now, I want to tell you these same things to followers who can be trusted to tell others. That's 2 Timothy 2, 1-2. It was the poet Samuel Johnson who very thoughtfully said, when a man knows he will be hanged in a fortnight, it concentrates his mind wonderfully. So if you know you're going to die, you won't waste time and you won't waste words, will you? You get right to the point. So here Paul was giving Timothy, his young friend, a couple of pieces of advice. Be strong in your faith and pass it along to others. And I think that as Christians, there is something for us. This is our calling, our mission from God, to be strong in God, to stand strong in the grace of God. When times are tough, perhaps feel like giving up, then keep going. Now, Jesus didn't say, you know, follow me and life will be easy. No, he said, in fact, follow me, life will be tough, but it will be worth it. So the question I ask today for you is, how are you going to be remembered? What legacy will you leave behind? Well, build your life on Jesus Christ and you'll never be disappointed. Well, Heavenly Father, we come before you today and we know, Lord, that there are failures in our life, but we want you, Lord, to forgive us so that when we die, there will be something good for people to remember. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.